Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
All right, this is like my fourth attempt. A few of them because I was coughing, I needed water. But I'm trying to do this video quick, so I'm not going to talk too much about the review of it. If you want to see, like, I think I have a good review, and it's the review I've done after my original review. It's Captain America Civil War versus Batman v Superman or something like that. That's after my original review. And the reason why I'm doing this video over again is my original review, I just wasn't really happy with it, and that's why I did the second one. And the reason I wasn't happy with it is because I kind of feel like I was getting a little bit sidetracked. Like, I was talking about one subject, and then I started thinking about, oh yeah, and the other dumb thing, and I went on to it, and then I didn't even finish the next one, and I went back to, like, oh yeah, and the other dumb thing, and you know, and I didn't stick on specific things, and I should have stayed on them better, or things like that, blah, blah, blah. But my biggest, like, all those little, but those things were small to me. Like, some of those things I came back to, and I kind of, like, made sure it's clear that I kind of skipped through, and I came back to it anyways. But the thing is, I hate about the video, and it's the number one thing I hate, is the fact that it sounded like I was saying that even though this movie sucks, I'm going to go buy it anyways.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Steve's Deer Urine Sprinklers. When your old deer urine sprinklers prevent strangers from showing up at your house at 2 a.m. in the morning and pounding on the door, then you need to upgrade to Steve's Deer Urine Sprinklers, keeping unwanted guests away since 1972. Check them out on the web at stevesdeerurinesprinklers.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code VERA for a thwarting discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from Steve's Deer Urine Free, Deer Urine Sprinkler Free State of Arkansas, the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I think we have a lot of deer urine here. I'm not...
Steve's is a California business, is what I'm trying to say. They're trying to crack into that global market, but they haven't quite made it yet.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna lie or anything and say that I haven't been on a hunting trip where we might have had to pour deer urine at the foot of the deer stand,
right,
so that the deer would come up and so we could shoot them. Although I have never shot a deer.
Really? Have you ever shot a lawyer? Because you might be Dick Cheney.
I have never shot anyone, and the only time that I ever went hunting was I went hunting a couple of times, but I went with my dad, and one thing happened. We both fell asleep. Instead of shooting anything, we both fell asleep. So that was one thing that happened. And the other thing that happened was I kept tripping over tree roots and falling down with the gun in my hand. And this did not make my father very happy.
I don't think it made anybody very happy. By the way, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
So I think that got me out of hunting relatively early in my hunting career.
I think they got you out of hunting. You know what? Let's assign Adam to the cooking part of camp. Let's send him over there.
Yeah. So I would stay in camp and, you know, help with, you know, chopping up vegetables for the, you know, or whatever, and watch them skin things when they brought them back.
Yeah, I gotta say, this isn't on the trello. This isn't anywhere. But I have a boom mic for my mic, right? I have a boom arm for my mic. And at the end of that boom arm, there is a suspension cage, which works so that I can actually move my microphone up and down like this without it actually making any noise, because it isolates the microphone from any kind of noise. In fact, I can type on my desk without causing any reverberation into the microphone, without transferring any of the vibrations. There is only one place in this room, one thing that you can tap on that will make a noise on the microphone, and that is hitting the actual arm of the microphone like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Buzzy, my cat, during the intro, was up in my lap and decided, oh, look at that arm right there. There's something that I can start butting my head up against. So it's like the only, literally the only thing in this room that would make noise. And the cat is like sitting there going like, meow, meow.
Like so I have one thing. As well. I don't know if you can see
can
your,
see that,
your,
yes.
But the problem is this one that I have does not work with the new Heil PR40 that I've got.
Yeah, you have to get
so that's why I'm not currently using, it's called a spider, isn't it? Or something like that. Okay. There's a
yeah,
word for
there,
it.
There's words. It's called a spider mount. It's called an yeah. isolation
a shock mount.
Shock mount, yes.
Is what they're called.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Anyway, hi, everyone. You know what, Adam? It is 9:39 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is joining us this evening?
We have Angela, to be pecked, Auntie Vera Charles. Happy birthday, Auntie Vera, late.
Wait, I don't
CT
see that.
Yaley.
Happy birthday, Auntie Vera, late? I don't see that person. Are they signed in?
No, I was just saying happy birthday.
Oh, you were saying that.
Although I probably already said happy birthday.
Called
Rabbit
her
Frank,
show and said happy
hashtag
birthday.
Hashtag Tyler H. Lamont Cranston.
Yes.
And Good Humor Penguin, who joined the room and then became idle almost immediately. And I don't know that he said anything in the room, but hello,
he
everyone.
He said hello. There you go. Anyway.
He's probably listening.
Well, you know, it's how can you not listen to this, Adam? It's quality programming. Where am I getting noise from? now suddenly I'm hearing like phantom noises. Also, this isn't, never mind. It's not, is it worth addressing why we were saying pre-show, why you had to choose whether I was in your right ear or your left ear? It's not worth talking about. It's part of our process that
no,
we use to record.
It is. That is behind. If you want to know how we do things around here at the Dubious Intent Experience, we sell tickets and you can join us Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And you can see how the sausage is made. And we'll have discussions like left ear, right ear, you know.
Yep, Adam will show you his sausage. Where am I trying to go? I was trying to bring something up on the, oh, the Trello. That's what I wanted to find.
Yes, and we use this thing called Trello.
We don't need to give away all the secrets, Adam. Anyway, yeah, see, Good Humor Penguin right there. He says he's listening while he's cooking. So, all right, let's see. What are we going to do here, Adam? Well, we have a few things on the old Trello that we need to talk about. But, oh, dear God, the phone call is almost as if I was waiting for that to happen before I moved on. Let's see who's on our phone.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm Dee Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Talk show host and self-help icon, John Bradshaw, dead at 82. Okay, bye.
John Bradshaw.
An American educator, counselor, motivational speaker, and author who hosted a number of PBS television programs on topics such as addiction, recovery, codependency, and spirituality.
Wow. So yes, no, I don't know. What are you saying?
I don't know who he is, but I guess he was on PBS, so I guess.
There you go. Apparently, you just have to have a show on PBS to be a celebrity.
I tell you what. Who was that guy who did paintings?
Bob Ross.
Now, if you're a Bob Ross and you die, that's like two whole entries.
Bob Ross is already dead.
Well, I know he's already dead, but I used to love the fluffy little clouds and the and the little happy trees.
And the happy trees, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't make mistakes. Just happy little accidents.
Yeah, and it was so calming. It was almost like, now I'll tell you, it's like, I know I've told you guys before.
He was like, Bob Ross was AMSR before AMSR was cool.
Well, kind of. It's kind of like, you know how I watch the Home Shopping Network or QVC to kind of calm me down? Because the clicking of the, you know, the fake fingernails on the products and the, you know, and then, oh, you know, we have a caller. Oh, they're going to, oh,
so
tell us what you bought.
This is how excited these people are, Adam. They're at their homes and they've picked up a phone and sat and waited 20 minutes to be able to talk about how excited they are about their dingly dang product or whatever. I don't know what they're,
you know, and then they walk from the living room where they were showing the chocolate covered pecans. You know, for the holiday season, you know, that you can give them as a gift.
You do know those are sets, right? That's not actually somebody's living room. So they're not actually walking from the living room. Like,
no, I think they are in the host's living room, you know, and then they walk from the living room to the kitchen and they show off their Cuisinart, you know, whatever.
You know, Alden works there at the Home Shopping Network.
I know.
You could get him to take you on a tour. You could see everyone's living rooms like in the back, like when they're not put together. It's just like, oh, that's Lisa's couch. what's Lisa's couch doing back there?
So I think Bob Ross was an early form of my stress relief television.
Well, he was for like a half hour a week, so you must have had a really stressful childhood.
They were always playing Bob Ross reruns. What was it called? Like The Joy of Painting or something like that?
Don't know.
And it was pretty much the same painting, just with different colors every week. But he was really good at making some water and some trees and some mountains.
I just remember that there was his bitch, this yoga bitch, that came on early in the morning before Sesame Street started, which I wanted to watch before I went to school. Because, I mean, this is when I was a kid, like a really young kid. And I used to hate that yoga, like Lillian Yoga in You, because that was how they started. And so I had to sit through a 15-minute fucking yoga program at 5 o'clock in the morning before I could get to, you know, my come and play everything's, you know, my Sesame Street. I had to have my fix of the street.
Why didn't you just get up 30 minutes later?
Well, I wasn't that smart as a kid. For some reason, I felt like there was a reason to get up. I don't know. I was excited about life back then. I was a naive kid that was excited about life.
So someone, Angela, posted a link in the chat room to a guy by the name, he goes by the name of Picasso.
Yes.
And he paints things with his penis.
Ah.
And, you know, that's interesting because it was not Picasso, but there's another guy who I don't remember. I stumbled upon him YouTubing or something like that at one point, or looking at porn. I have no idea. And I can't remember the website, but there's this guy who's much hotter than this Picasso guy who also paints things with his dick. And
now, are we supposed to believe that Picasso painted this portrait of Michael Jackson with his penis?
I think he takes I don't know this particular Picasso. There's a guy that
Is there more than one? Is there like a Picasso club or something that these people are?
There's a guy that I'm aware of that I can't for the life of me think of his name or his website. Maybe before the end of the show I'll think of it, but he does the same thing. And he like hiked naked up to the top of a mountain to paint like an artistic scene of like the mountain, and he did it with his penis. I don't know if the painting was all that good, but
that's a long intro to a show.
Dit is Tim. Hij voorziet in zijn levensonderhoud met zijn lid.
Maar dat it's in German.
It's Australian. I don't know. It's an interview with Picasso. I didn't check to see whether that was English. So sorry for that. Can someone translate that for us? Anyway, I don't know what I'm
talking about. So someone who's been doing this before Picasso, his name is Brent Ray Fraser.
Hold that thought. One moment. Let's see. Hello.
Hey, boys. Michael Ratner, the lawyer who won civil rights for Guantanamo prisoners, dead. 72. Brian, New Orleans, still alive, but Michael Ratner is dead.
Okay. Peace. There's 20 more seconds of this phone call. I wonder what's going to happen.
Woodhaven.
That's poor a little surprise. Daddy, a little surprise, Woodhaven there. Great. Thank you, Brian. All right. So the civil rights guy from Guantanamo.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand if you say no.
Now, does that make you famous or?
I don't know. You know what? What is it? We're adding $2 to the pot or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. We can give it to him.
It's fine. It's Brian. Is Brian in New Orleans? Narlands. Or if you're another podcast and it's Orleans.
New Orleans. So Orleans. His name is Brent Ray Fraser, and I'm posting a link to a video of him painting with his penis. He's much hotter than this Picasso guy, and I think he's been doing it longer.
Let's see.
So there you go.
Langley, British Columbia.
Hi, my name's Bob. I like to paint with my penis. Started figuring out how to do that because I had an inordinate amount of pre-cum and had some food coloring, and so I was just playing around one day, and I decided that I would put the food color in the pre-cum, and then I painted a picture. Here's a picture that I painted. It's called Candle. Here's another picture I painted. It's called Stick.
There There's like no talking in this video that you sent me. It's all just dramatic music.
I didn't send for you to play on the show. I posted it in the chat room.
By the way, do you think this music, the title of this music is just like Twin Peaks-like sound?
I think it's one of those YouTube, you know, it's one of those things you can use for free. I was just trying to show the chat room that he's much hotter than Picasso, and he also paints with his penis. And he goes around to various clubs and paints on stage.
I'm sure he does. Probably goes to many clubs. He's a club kind of a guy. Anyway, thank you very. Where were we at? Oh my God, we are so far off.
We haven't done anything from the Trello whatsoever.
All right, here's the thing, Adam. The other day, it has been a lovely spring time here in New England, and we had an exceptionally lovely week. Like Monday through Thursday were just great days. You know, there's no rain. It was nice and temperate, like upper 60s, lower 70s. Great, great weather. Absolutely great weather. And on Thursday, I was sitting at my desk in the afternoon, and all of a sudden, some kind of faucet got turned on in my nose. It's like I just started spewing.
You have a faucet in your nose?
I started spewing out stuff out of my. It just was dripping down my face. It's just like, and I would blow my nose, and then suddenly here comes another tidal wave of things, and I'm sneezing, and now I don't feel sick. And
by the way, are you Joe Batance?
Why?
Do you have to do your stories in some chronological order? Because that's like at the very bottom of the list. But you
no
did
one
it
would
first.
Know that.
Like,
no one would
anyway,
know that other than you. But my point is that I'm sneezing and it's so weird. I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's like what the hell is going on here? Why am I just, you know, I'm like, and like I'm constantly like trying to keep from like dripping snot all over my face. It was just, it was horrible.
Yeah,
that's probably
sinuses. And you know, you having a mustache.
I know. Oh,
there's always kind of the danger that you're going to get a little a bogey in the stash.
Right. So here's the thing. Here's the thing, Adam. I leave work at my normal, you know, leave work, and I go and I get in my car. As soon as I get in my car, it stops. Like no runny nose.
You're allergic to something that you...
There we go, Adam. See, I have never had an allergy ever in my life. And so it's like I've never been allergic to anything, but I'm clearly get back home and suddenly I'm like, you know, snot city again. So I call
my... It happens to me all the time.
See, so I call my sister-in-law. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She's like, oh yeah, you're just allergic to pollen. And but I've never been... She's like, yeah, when you get older... When you get older, your immune system isn't as good as it used to be, and so you're just sick.
Well, that's not always the reason, because I've had allergies my entire life. I'm allergic to dust. I'm allergic to cats.
That's so crazy.
And I'm allergic to pollen. I'm allergic to pine trees,
because then I could get rid of them without feeling guilty about it.
And you know, and my cat allergy is like severe. If I touch a cat and touch my face. Mm-hmm. Or get a cat close to my face, my eyes swell up.
Now, when you used to work for the webcam place, like if you had touched a cat and then masturbated, would it have caused like your penis to swell or anything?
No, it's only my eyes. My eyes itch and swell
my
up.
Eyes.
I don't know. Anyway, but this also happens at pollen, dust. If I clean a really dusty place, I'll start sneezing and... Wow. You know, I'll,
no, it was just, yeah, it was so weird. It's like, so I went down to the Walgreens and I got me some of the Claritin. I took one and suddenly everything stopped. I was just like, that is the weirdest damn
thing. It was like that commercial where everything's gray and hazy. And
oh my God.
It's like,
I totally get that now.
I
totally get the picture now. It's just like, I can also understand like how kids, like newborns and stuff that are allergic to things, how they could just like be really freaked out. Cause it's like, it's not like it didn't even dawn on me that I was allergic to something. I just thought I was getting a cold. It's just, oh my God, I'm getting a cold.
You know, it's funny that you say that because Auntie Vera talked on a recent show about how Carol with an E or whatever was sick on the cruise.
Yes.
And, you know, they knew because she started coughing and she told them it was just allergies. And they're like, oh no, you know, this is not, she's sick. This is not allergies, blah, blah, blah. Well, if you've never had an allergy, you think that if someone coughs or sneezes automatically that they are indeed ill and have something that's going to be communicable. But someone that's had allergies all their life understands that there is that time when you're just sneezing because there's pollen or, you know, there's a cat nearby or whatever. It doesn't mean you're sick. I will wake up in the morning and have runny nose and stuff like that and then get to work and be fine or whatever.
Gooch. Oh, Vera says Gooch has had allergies all his life. Hold on.
Yeah, I was actually cruiser for the celebrity death phone. The father of Australian television, Reg Grundy, dead at 92.
He's in Australia.
Heaps of shows in Australia, including Neighbours and Prisoner Cell Block H. Okay,
fine. It's like a fake name, Reg Grundy. Was it like... No.
I feel like we can't give it to Australian celebrities.
I'm sorry. This is not past muster, right? You can't just walk up the street and go, oh my God, Smedge Vundy died. It's just like, who the fuck is Smedge Vundy? That's not even a real name.
They have to at least become famous in the U.S. If we've never heard their name over here, if you haven't made it
in
the U.S.
Like Paul Hogan. If he died, we would know who that was.
Nicole Kidman?
Yeah, we wouldn't know who that was.
Or Keith Urban?
Who? No.
Keith Urban?
No, I
just an Australian country singer.
Yeah, Dr.
Who
McCoy.
Happens to be married Nicole Kidman.
Keith Urban. No, wait, Keith Urban isn't the...
He's a country singer.
Who am I? Oh, I'm thinking of Carl Urban.
Heath
Dr.
Urban was one of the more recent judges on American Idol. He's Australian.
I know who he is.
But
it's funny because
singer.
When he sings with a southern accent. So he talks with an Australian accent, but he sings with a southern accent.
He's kind of like, what's the female
Waking
rapper
up in
that everyone...
Waking up in the morning with them kangaroos punching at my lights.
Everyone gets mad at her because she raps, she sounds black
baby.
When she raps.
What? There's a little... I'm sorry.
There's a female rapper, Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
That there's this big controversial thing because she's Australian and she's the whitest girl you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
But when she raps, she sounds like a sister.
Okay.
You know, when she's and some people have problems with the fact that a white girl from Australia raps like a sister. And
our Australian in the chat room is pointing out that Carl Urban is from New Zealand.
I have no problem.
As the American, I would like to point out, yeah, it's all the same. Anyways. So, Adam, you're sitting there swigging. You can't see this at home, ladies and gentlemen. He has a full liter bottle of Bacardi, and you're just, there's a cup. No, wait, let me paint the scene here. There is a glass of soda sitting on his counter. No?
It's tea.
Oh, it's tea. It's a glass of tea sitting there, and that's in camera view. So... But every time that I start to talk and he thinks I'm not looking, he reaches under his desk and he pulls up this liter bottle of Bacardi and he's just like, glug, 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 glug.
Now, in my defense, we're moving soon. And so I'm just going to talk about this right now since, this is a great segue.
Please do.
So we're moving soon and I'm trying to get rid of anything that I don't want to pack and
move. So you found this bottle of Bacardi. Well, I don't want to move it. I might as well drink it.
Well, I was like, I'm trying to get rid of everything from the refrigerator, like eat all the leftovers, eat all the frozen dinners, do all of that stuff in the next 3 weeks. So we're not trying to pack refrigerated stuff.
Right.
And
it's like that last scene of Jurassic Park. You're just sitting there eating all the ice cream eating all the frozen food.
You know, and aside here, I bought the most elderly sounding flavor of ice cream, but it's actually good.
Wait,
it sounds like they would serve it in a nursing home. What? It's vanilla shortbread tangerine.
Oh no, tangerine sherbet. That would be the
Me, that sounds like, they're serving that on an episode of the Golden Girls or something. But actually, and I really wanted it because I thought chunks of shortbread in vanilla ice cream sounds really good to me.
Uh-huh.
So the tangerine, I was a little on the fence about that because I'm not a fruit person anyway, but it's actually very good.
We've all seen what you've done to fruit. So that's absolutely, you are no friend to them. Or you are, depending on the fruit, I guess. Let's say hello.
So this is Brian in Nolens calling to tell you that I'm probably going to be dead soon with the way we're driving. But no, really.
That doesn't count.
But I called to tell you. Was it Susanna Moffat Jones, who was the oldest person alive, has died. She's dead. I believe that now means that Daniel is the oldest person alive, but we might need to fact check that. So Susanna Moffat Jones, dead.
Right.
She was 116, but no more. Right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Brian.
Was she famous?
Well, anyway. She would have been on the news. You had said, it's like, oh, the oldest woman died, and now Babs McFlapperlips from Oswego.
Babs McFlapperlips.
Again.
So I want you to do something for me. in the Trello card for that, there is a link.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to pull up the link because I want you to play this video. And I don't know if I put it at a specific, no, I couldn't. But just play a little bit of it. And I want you to look at her. And then listen.
There seems
listen.
Like, oh my God, there's like so many instructions here. Wait, so I see.
I want you to play the video.
Play the video. And how do I look at her when, oh, okay, she's
going to be in the video.
She's on the video. Okay.
Miss Susie of East New York celebrates one more year with a big birthday bash.
I think it's wonderful to see her, and she's a beautiful person.
Just look at her, though.
And I can't explain how I feel she being 160 years old.
When they roll her in the wheelchair.
She's dead.
Birthdays, but this year is extra.
She can't even lift her head.
Listen. Keep listening.
Okay.
Special. At 116 years young, the Guinness Book of World Records just named her the oldest living person in the world. While it's difficult for Miss Susie to communicate, her family and friends didn't
she can't communicate.
Back.
Like she is literally so that's enough. I wanted you to see that. So they're celebrating her 116th birthday. How did they know this woman is alive? I mean, they had to hook her up to some electronic device that showed that she had a pulse, because this woman is in her wheelchair.
She's dead now.
Well, no, I mean, this was last year, but she's in the wheelchair and she's like, her eyes are closed. Her head is slumped over. You can't even see her breathing. They're rolling her in to this. They have a birthday cake and all these people singing. She is like stone cold, like she.
Wow,
it's like they. You know,
hate old people, don't you? You just
no,
like,
no, no. It is almost like I love her. I'm sure she's great, but it's almost like they're
I'm
like
sure she's great. She's dead, but I'm sure she's great.
No. This is what it seems like to me. They're doing whatever they can to extend her life to get her in that Guinness Book. I mean, she is like. She hasn't talked for 5 years.
Like, whoa, so she can roll in that big Guinness money? It's just like,
did you know the same company that owns Guinness Book of World Records also owns Guinness Beer?
Yes, I do, because it was started as like a little trivia promo book that was put out by the Guinness Beer Company to promote sales of their beer.
You are full of useless information.
Have you met me? That's me. I am always full of useless information. Speaking of that useless information, I don't want to talk about this. I'm not going to talk about this.
Well, I wasn't finished with my topic.
Oh, thank God. Go ahead.
So
wait, how did we get to the old lady? Oh, through the call. I got it.
Oh my God, Daniel. Oh my God, Daniel. You don't remember what happened 2 minutes ago.
Getting old.
So I'm getting ready and I called, and I don't know if anyone's ever dealt with this, but if you're looking to rent a house and not an apartment.
Yes.
You know, I like to do it through a realtor because I like to have professional people speaking. And, you know, I like there to be property management companies involved and all that kind of stuff. But at least I like to have a realtor. But I don't know if anyone else has dealt with this. Realtors are not the most attentive when you're renting a house.
No, because they're not making so big commission. Realtors only care about it if it's like, oh, I'm going to make $10,000 commission off this.
Yeah, so the first thing my realtor says to me when she calls me, now, I wanted to explain to you some of the downsides of renting. You know, maybe you might want to consider buying.
Right.
You know, so I have to go through that whole spiel. And then, you know, she's like, what we found out is most of the companies around here don't want you to, if you're doing all the paperwork and doing for, look, trying to get approvals and all that, they want you to be able to move in within 2 weeks. So we have to move June 25th, by June 25th, but we don't want to move too early because we're paying rent here.
Right.
So we're in this weird limbo where, like, we really shouldn't be looking at houses yet, because if we want it, they're not going to hold it for a month.
Right.
Right. But a really good one could slip away, you know, could get away. But I don't know. So we're doing that. We haven't looked at any yet because she said you might want to wait another week or whatever. But and then we're also in the process. I'm trying to clean things. So, hence, you know, cleaning out the refrigerator.
Hence the drinking.
I have mouse poop all over the garage.
Wow.
You know, and as much as I want to leave that for the owner of the home when she comes back and say, your mouse-infested home that you've rented to me, I've been, like, cleaning mouse poop now for the past few days, and that will continue on. So, my plan is I'm going to pack 3 or 4 boxes a day starting this week. So next week when you see the studio, like probably the black curtains will be down.
No, are you going to do this on the same schedule that you edit and post videos on your YouTube channel?
Well, I have a hard deadline for this. So I don't think that I have a hard deadline. So we have to be all boxed up. And
speaking of which, though, you did post the final, not the final. You posted the next in the series of our vacation videos on your YouTube.
I did. There's
channel.
At least one more because I was going to combine them, and there was only going to be one more, but it was going to be too long.
Yeah. If you want to see Adam make fun of a lady with a trachea scar,
sorry, Edna.
Again, the joke is hashtag sorry, Edna. Anyway, go check out Adam's new video, and it's exciting.
Yeah, there wasn't much of the trip on there. It was mostly Daniel and I having conversations in the car. Mm-hmm. But there will be at least one more with actual footage of like Alden and the Pod Is My Co-Pilot right. crew.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right. You took picture. Yeah. Taylor has been waiting for that video. This is like his big video break. He's ready to... Skyrocket the fame on the Geeky Gay TV channel on YouTube.
Now, I know that you're going to have something bad to say about my little intro that I created.
No, wait, why would I say something bad about
that? I'm sure there's something wrong with it, but...
Oh my God, why am I like that guy all of a sudden?
Well, you like to produce things. I mean, even on the trip, you were telling me things I needed to do better to produce my video better.
But they were content things because I watch a lot of stuff. But no, you're... Intro is really nice.
Oh, thank you. Well, that intro, if you guys go over and watch it, I created myself in After Effects. Larry Queen wrote me, and I didn't respond to him. Larry, if you're listening
How
to this.
How dare you? You are so rude. He took time to write to you.
Well, he sent me a link to a website called Video Hive, which you can get pre-done intros and stuff like that, like After Effects stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's
and
that too, yeah.
I've used them before, and they're great. In fact, the Pride 48 little intro that I did for the videos like 3 years ago, I used a Video Hive. But I really want to learn how to use After Effects, so I'm trying not to use pre-done stuff.
It flies in.
Yeah.
And then you do a background lighting effect, and you do some bleed-through lighting effects there.
Yeah.
And then you explode it out.
Yeah. Now, Mark said about it, he said, now, why does it fly in and then go out the exact same way it comes in? He's like, you need to do something different. And I'm like, look,
I'm the one that's a bitch.
I'm like, I will tweak it as I go, but that's the first iteration. There will be many iterations, but that is, and my laptop is kind of slow in video editing. So in After Effects, it really takes, every time I would do a minute little change and want to see what it looked like, I had to wait 5 minutes for it to render.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever.
I bought a new laptop because I needed to do some stuff. Yeah. No,
so
it's,
that's it. So
here's
a
fun thing. This is in the chat room. This is going on. So we use IRC on the back end of our chat room. IRC has been around like since the internet was born, right? It's an internet relay chat. It's the oldest, literally one of the oldest damn things on the internet. And the way you label different... Sorry, Adam is just like swigging his rum again. I catch out of the corner of my eye and there's Adam like... Lick, 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 lick. Anyway...
You never look at my video. What are you doing?
Anyway, so the internet, the way that they name the chat rooms on IRC is with a pound sign. Which, of course, nowadays we use it, we call it a hashtag because we are, the pound sign plus a term equals a hashtag. Anyway, I just find it funny because in the chat room they're saying like hashtag sorry Edna or whatever. And if you click on it, it actually takes you to your own chat room called Sorry Edna. So there on our IRC server, there's a chat room called Sorry Edna where people can chat. You're welcome. That's all.
Lovely.
Oh, dear God. This is, I don't know what's going on. It just seems like a very...
So you were going to...
Dear God, wrong button. One moment, please.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Bone. TV actress Tanita Castro, dead at 63. You'll probably just make up some rule, though, that because she's Latina, that only Nico can call that one in. Okay, bye.
Okay. Tanita Castro, what say you, Adam Burns?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, great.
As long as she's not Australian, we're good with it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we wouldn't want an Australian to get through there.
I just want to point out, it's funny that all of our death calls happen during the discussion. You know, it's funny that they all time their calls right during the discussion section.
They do. They should. If they were more attentive, they would do it when you were chugging on that Bacardi over there. Like, ring. Anyway, so you're doing that. I talked about that. All right. So here's the thing. I'm not going to talk about this other thing because it's depressing and I don't want to talk about it. But the thing I do want to talk about is, do you listen to this Big Fatty online program, Adam?
I do. Yeah. He was... He did a pre-recorded one on Friday. You know, I do want to say something about the pre-records.
Yeah.
Unless it's like and what does he call it? At the bar or under the bar or over the bar, you know, where he like interviews someone.
That's the gaze, yes. But okay, yeah, sure. Over the bar.
You can't tell that it's pre-recorded because he talks about the same thing every day. So it doesn't, you can't tell that it's pre-recorded. I mean, why does he even have to say the following episode was recorded on a blah, blah, blah?
Adam, every podcast is pre-recorded. That's the whole point. Other than the people listening to us streaming live right now, we are also pre-recorded. So
that is true.
It's kind of one of those things. Even those people listening to us now are actually hearing us on a 7-second delay, so we could technically be previously recorded. Anyway, that's not important, Adam. What is important is that a lot of podcasters, when they have phone numbers that you can call, they use a Google Voice service. Now, that hasn't always existed. Back before Google Voice, which used to be called Grand Central, but before Google bought it and turned it into Google Voice.
That's when Lily, what's her name, was at a switchboard. Aunt Lily Tomlin was at a switchboard, and she would go, and she would connect the calls.
Wow. So before that, what you had is you had to, the way you would get a free voicemail number is you would use a service called K7, which was actually a faxing, oh my God, I just hit the microphone. Like a faxing, like sending a fax, right? Like back in the days when you used to send faxes or whatever. So they had these things that you could get. Well, they're phasing them out because nobody fucking uses faxes anymore. So it's like the free fax model, you know, where they were going to fax you advertisements, you know, just kind of fell through. So Fatty just recently had to switch over to a Google Voice. Now this is, you know, a month ago, whatever, but it's like Google Voice has been around for almost 10 years. We've all had our Google Voice. So we all are, you know, fans of the, you know, we all remember when we got, you know, because what Google Voice will do is when you get a voicemail, it will transcode it, you know, it will actually, you know, it'll send you the text of what you think it said. And it used to be really bad. It used to be really bad, and it would say things that were just crazy. And so people would make fun of them. And nowadays, it's actually a lot better. Nowadays, I would say it's probably like 80 to 85%, if not more, correct?
Yeah, it's gotten. It was, okay, when I first got Google Voice like 5 years ago or whenever it was that I got it.
Yes.
But when I first got it, you could not, you had no idea what they were saying. So, if you tried to read the transcript.
Right, exactly. So Fatty, of course, thinking that it's the funniest thing ever, he set up his own damn, like, he's got his own segment on his show. And he's like, he put production elements with this and everything. It's like, if you listen to the Fatty Showdown, it's like, he actually, look. It's like,
y'all, this is what the Google Translate said of that call.
Sits there and he reads what the Google Translate says on the call, and he thinks it's hilarious. He thinks it's absolutely hilarious, and he's the only person that thinks it's hilarious. So as I was tortured with this driving down the road the other day, I was like, what would happen if we were to call our voicemail and play his reading of the translation? And then
this is like Inception. I was saying it
and
earlier.
Then have,
like,
and then read the what our translate said that his translate said. And it was going to be this bit that I was going to do in it. But I realized as we did, it got it almost all correct. It's like, you know, other than it like figured out, like it got somebody's name wrong because it
even knew like when he said bitch or somebody said bitch, it went B. Star, asterisk, or whatever you want to call it.
So here, I this is the I'm not going to bore you with the phone call in his translation of everything, but I'm only including this because we spent the time doing it, even though I know this is going to bomb. But we used Justin. This is Justin, our male voice.
I think it's, are you sure it's not Justine?
No, it's Justin. And this is the voice is called Justin on the Translate program. So let's just listen to.
Is there an E at the end?
No, there's no E at the end. It's like Justin Bieber. Let's listen to Justin Bieber read the translation of Fatty's translation of a phone call from Ricky and Hendrick.
Yeah, this is what the Google Translate said of that call. Are you such a bitch, Eddie? It's Ricky and it's Andrew and we're outside of the Starbucks, and we thought we'd give you a call to do something really embarrassing just happened to. Oh my God. I remember when you were in Vegas and you lost your calf, and we said it was because you were all or not sure what happened in a very well. We had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's
that's kind of a sexy voice, actually.
But I'm just saying, I'm trying to make an impassioned plea to just drop that segment. It's not, no, you don't need to, it's like nobody cares anymore. It's not funny anymore.
Wait a minute.
Welcome to 2009 when we were all reading our Google Translates.
Let's just say this. It's either that or he tells us what coupons he used at the Von's East. I mean, you know, I mean, it's kind of, you know, what is it? The worst of, or the best of two bad situations, or there's some saying that I cannot remember.
It's something. I don't know what that is. Yeah, it's a... some kind of choice that you have to make, and if I only knew what that was. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm T. Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I think Prince has sucked all of the oxygen out of the room on deaths, and that's all I've been getting for the last week is things on him. But anyway, back to normal. Character actor William Jewlett, dead at 93. Probably most famous for playing the father in the Betty Duke Show. Okay, bye.
The Betty Ju Show?
I was so sad about that. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. We have to give this to Arthur, first of all. Second of all, he's the dad on the Patty Duke Show.
Oh, I thought he said Betty Ju.
So now Patty Duke has died, and then her dad on the Patty Duke Show has died as well.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about the mom. Who played the mom? Is she still alive? Because, I mean, it's going to be like a Patty Duke death. It's like a Game of Thrones scene for Patty Duke or something.
The mother was
like
played
that.
By Jean Byron.
Jean, is she still alive?
Jean Byron. See, I'm gonna click her on her here. She was she died in 2006. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's already dead. So none of the Patty Duke. Well, I don't know who all else was on there, but the mom, the dad, and Patty and Kathy
who's
are both
this Paul
dead.
O'Keefe? Was he like her brother or something? I'm trying to remember this show.
He was the son. They were cousins.
Identical cousins, and you'll see.
Yeah. So they were not the children of actually, I don't think, for some reason, I don't think they were
I thought Kathy was the cousin, but Patty was the daughter.
Maybe that's it.
Anyway, Paul O'Keefe, whoever he played, he's still alive. The brother is still alive.
Whew. We've got one more.
I'm the last surviving member of the Patty Duke Show.
So they're saying in the chat room, did you know Patty Duke is Sean Astin and Mackenzie Astin's mom? Yes, I knew that because when Patty Duke died, I saw a bunch of news about Sean Astin reacting or speaking to the press about his mom dying.
And you didn't care. That Eddie Applegate is still alive.
And did you know Sean Astin was in Lord of the Rings or in all those movies? He was.
He was one of the hobbits.
He was a hobbit. Yeah, he was.
He was one of the hobbits, Adam. He wasn't like, it wasn't like he was a bit character or something. He was, and did you know? Did you know?
Wasn't
that,
he the one that said, "I need you, Frodo," or "I'll be your friend forever, Frodo"? Or he was the one that like everyone. There was this gay meme between Frodo and Bigglesworth or whatever.
Adam, I don't remember. Did you know that Harrison Ford was in Star Wars? It was like he was actually in Star Wars.
I knew he was, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Because saying that Sean Astin was in The Hobbit, he was like, yeah, he was like one of the Hobbits. He was in Lord of the Rings. He was like one of the Hobbits. He was also in The Hobbit. No, The Hobbit's a prequel. I don't know. Oh my God. Oh, you're so off the rails. And I don't even know. Oh, I just lost the page.
Ta-da. You're a winner. So.
I'm working on it. Relax.
John Astin Gomez from Adam's Family was Patty's husband at the time. So Sean Astin is Gomez.
I'm glad to help you get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! Yeah! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
the Dubious Intent birthday segment, a segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue from somebody's birthday and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, we'll figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room, unless, of course, I have no fucking clue, in which case I'll totally cheat and look at the chat room because, you know, that's what I do. Adam, what is our first musical cue for our birthday this evening?
Well, so, Daniel, we had a suggestion from Nico Martinez that we need contest is the way we need to structure the show. And since you completely forgot that I hadn't talked about Moses yet, we're
going to
do the birthday segment, and then I will talk about Moses. We'll do the birthday segment first, that's fine, and then we will do news, and that will break it up nicely, okay? Just, we'll do that.
Okay, great.
So, here is our first, let me make sure the volume's up and all that good stuff, and you want to hear
stuff. Felt like we were just babbling, we weren't really going anywhere in particular, and I'm so sorry that you didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did you just hear something?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm going to start it over. Okay, you ready?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right.
Mrs. Butterworth?
Yeah?
How come you taste so good?
Well, my syrup is very thick and rich.
Yes.
Thick and rich?
Just watch. See how the leading syrup just runs over this stack? While Mrs. Butterworth takes her own sweet dive.
Now my syrup's dripping down the edge. So this is the Mrs. Buttersworth commercial from like the early 80s, I think.
Thick and rich.
Or late 70s.
Mrs. Butterworth? I love you.
Oh.
All right. So it is a Mrs. Butterworth commercial. Yes.
Yes. And there's two people in it. There's a little girl. And then
there's a voice actor.
And a voice actor that played the part of Mrs. Butterworth.
Now, Auntie Vera might know who the voice actor was for Mrs. Butterworth. All right. So next one. Obviously, you won't get it from that. So here is the next
clip. I'm not going to get it from that. We're living the single life.
Yes,
that's where she's singing. Is this a TV show like the single?
It is a TV show.
I seem to recall there's a TV show called The Single Life. I couldn't tell you anything about it though. But I'm going to go ahead.
Well, it's a television show called Living Single.
Oh, Living Single. Okay. I still don't know anything about it, but It sounds like the girl was probably in this show. That's what I'm gonna say. It's probably like, oh, you're gonna tell me who it is. I'm gonna like, oh, of course, I know that name. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm gonna. Yeah. I have two more clips, but I'm gonna play the third one and see if you know it after I play the third one.
Am I right though? Is it the little girl that then
it's
grew up?
It's the little girl. Right. It's the little girl. All right. Here is the third one.
This is Dancing with the Stars.
It is.
You just like that brass band thing there too. Now,
yeah.
Is it Tootie?
Wow.
Is it Tootie? No, wait. I know Tootie. Her name is something. Kim something. Kim something.
It's Kim. I'm going to play you the fourth one just because.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have a fact of life.
All right. If I don't sync that up right, it's going to sound like I'm like way off on singing that. I apologize because I'm not going to check it. So Kim in the chat room is saying Kim
Tootie.
Fields. Yeah, Kim
it's
Fields.
Kim Fields. But I was trying to avoid giving you Facts of Life as one of the main clues. Kim Fields was in her start to her career was a Mrs. Butterworth's commercial in the 1970s.
It's so weird because the Mrs. Butterworth thing, it was all stop motion. It was all stop motion animation, right? It wasn't like computer generated stuff where you could just animate Mrs. Butterworth and knock out a commercial in a week or whatever. It's like that took 6 months to animate just that one little section of Mrs. Butterworth swinging your arm.
I always preferred Aunt Jemima myself,
Aunt Jemima.
So Kim Fields, she is also on the most recent. I don't know if she's been voted out yet or not, but anyway, she's in the most recent, I believe, Dancing with the Stars.
We
all know either Niall or Ginger are going to win. I mean, because, hello.
Yeah, he danced with no music, I heard.
I don't know about that. I'm not watching it. I just know, Mark's watching it, but I know Niall's in it.
I'm not watching it, but Niall, I watch Good Morning America's on in the morning when I'm getting ready. So I sit and they're all crazy about Ginger because she's their weather person.
Ginger's hot
also,
as well, but I'm not.
Well, it's also
on
his ABC show, so they talk about all the things. And
right.
They get way too
excited. Here's our next one. She's 47. Here's our next one.
Well, happy birthday, Kim Fields. It sounds. Okay, so it's a Latino singer.
It is. The chorus is coming.
It's like one of those, I should know this. Like, is it somebody Iglesias or is it Ricky Martinez? Mm-hmm. It's not Ricky Martinez.
It's the first.
So somebody night. Iglesias, like Hugo Iglesias or anyway, something.
Hugo? I can be your hero, baby. Oh, does that help at all?
No. Yaz Mamadou has said it in the chat room. It's Enrique.
It is Iglesias. Enrique Iglesias. So if you can give yourself a half, something like that. You got the last name. Right. So Iglesias. It's Enrique Iglesias. He's 41 years old.
Oh. Well, happy birthday.
All right. Iglesias. So good job. I mean, you got the last name. And I thought that was a little...
I got Kim's first name and I got Enrique's last name.
Right. Yeah. I thought that was a little dubious whether you would actually get that one or not. So...
You know, it's so weird when you first started playing it. I'm like, it sounds like George Michael in just that first, like just listening to the vocals of that first part. But it's like, no, this is the wrong style of music. You know, go ahead. It doesn't matter.
All right, here we go.
Right, this is from a television show.
It is from a television show.
Are there words to their thong, or is it just a do?
It's just
ooh,
do.
Ah, see, I feel like I should know this. Like, I feel this, like I know this.
This wasn't the official version, but I couldn't find the official version for some reason. So this is the version I could find. So I have one more. It is an 80s television show. I'll tell you that.
Is it what's her name? Is it Allie McBeal?
It is not Allie McBeal. Okay. All right. Here's the second one.
Is it Marky Brown? All right, so it must have been Murphy Brown.
Do you know her name?
Yeah, Candace Bergen. But I mean, but this is the theme from Boston Legal, which had Candace Bergen also. So.
Yes, so
there you go.
It's Candace Bergen. Excellent. And Candace Bergen that's Boston Legal, and she's 70 years old.
Wow.
Wait, is that right?
70
years old? Yeah, Candace Bergen is 70 years old. She is old.
That means Charlie McCarthy is like 200.
Oh, wait, that's not old. She's not old at all. That's wow. She's just older than I expected her to be. That's all. Mm-hmm. Okay. Happy birthday, Candace. All right. Here is the next one.
All right. This is Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. Is it indeed Billy Joel?
It is Billy Joel.
Excellent.
I had another one, but wow, you got it really.
Somebody in the chat room just said back of Adam Burns. Just like, it's confusing to people at home. Maybe you don't realize this, but there's an old Armenian expression where they say, oh, never mind. I was thinking that was the winner and is not the winner, Adam. That's totally not the winner at all. No, it's not the winner. That's
it is.
Not,
it no. is the winner.
No, it's not, Adam. No, it's not.
That is the winner. Oh, it's not. Well, it's going to be now. Sorry. That is now the winner.
Okay, great.
All right. So happy birthday, Billy Joel. Oh, Billy Joel is 67 years old.
67 years young, Adam. That's 67 is old. That's
right.
He's a sprightly 67 is what we're trying to say.
He's 8 years older than Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 years older than anyone who's 60.
Right. Yeah.
And so moving right along to the next birthday. Here we go.
This is the theme to the Colbert Report?
It is.
So I'm like going like, da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, it's the Colbert Report. Yeah,
okay. I'm
going
to play one more song before you guess, so don't guess.
All right, I'll wait.
Because this is a YouTube person who does those loop things that you like.
Oh, I like that.
But he does it playing trombone. Just let it play for a second here. He does all the parts.
See? Now how can you not say that looping is cool? Looping is totally cool.
So what he's done is he has actually recorded himself playing each part and then melded it together.
Yes.
Because he has video of each part.
Yeah, a lot of the looping people do that. They go back and they pantomime their performance on the next one.
But this is
the theme to the Tonight Show starring Stephen Colbert.
The Late Show, not the Tonight Late Show. But
anyway, it's Stephen Colbert, Adam, is what I'm trying
it
to
is
say.
It is Stephen Colbert, and he's also playing the piano. I didn't even get to that part. So he does the clapping.
Yeah.
And he does all of the
music. You're like Fatty.
That you heard.
You're like Fatty all of a sudden. It's just like, Adam, this looping thing was big like 5 years ago.
All the music that you heard was trombone. And it was all him playing.
But you don't have to explain that a bit. People have already know what looping is because it's about 5 years old. I mean, it's like people already knew this, Adam.
All right. Well, now,
let me tell you what the Google Translate said on it.
Stephen Colbert is 52 years old. So that is 8 years.
Oh, we don't need that countdown. You're upsetting people in the chat room.
Okay. Stephen Colbert, 52. All right. So this is our last birthday.
I was thinking that this is, but I wanted to make sure before I said it. This is the theme to Indiana Jones. Yes.
Now, Daniel, I don't know if you're going to get this one.
Okay.
Because there are so many people.
There were a lot of people in Indiana
but,
Jones.
But I have two more songs. So, yes, that is the theme to Indiana Jones. You have two more.
Two more.
Two more.
Is it Sean Astin? You know, Sean Astin was in Star Wars. He played an Ewok. This is the theme to Star Wars. Yes, this is the theme to Star Wars. So let's see. My clues so far are Indiana Jones and Star Wars.
And you still have quite a few people that you could...
That's right. There's a lot of people that are in both of those things. Not to mention, not the least of which could be Steven Spielberg and George Lucas.
So here is the third one.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of a movie. Sorry. Okay, here we go.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock, we're going to rock.
All right. This is this is Rock Around the Clock. It was used as the theme to television's Happy Days. Is it Happy Days or is it...
This is a movie.
Oh, American Graffiti?
It is American Graffiti.
Okay, so the three things that those films have in common is Sean Astin. Because Sean Astin played an Ewok in Star Wars.
No.
He played Short Round in Indiana Jones. I'm pretty sure that was Sean Astin. And in American Graffiti, he was the spooge.
Not alive yet.
He was the spooge that happened between people in the backseat.
He was not alive yet, and no, it's not Sean Astin.
Right, fine. Then I'll go with Harrison Ford. That would be my second choice. Is it Harrison Ford?
See? It still could have been one of multiple people. No, it is not Harrison Ford.
It's not Harrison Ford. I don't know then.
It is someone who directed and or produced.
Oh, I see. Somebody who... directed and or produced. So I'm going to go back to the... Is it George Lucas?
It is George Lucas. But you got it wrong.
I did.
Because you said Harrison Ford.
George Lucas.
Yeah, that was kind of hard because apparently George Lucas, Spielberg and Harrison Ford are buddy-buddy.
Yeah.
Because they're like doing everything together, right?
They were.
But George Lucas. So I didn't have anything that had a good theme song that you would know that George Lucas did. But George Lucas's claim to his entrance into the world of doing whatever he does was American Graffiti. And
correct.
He directed that along with producer Francis Ford Coppola.
Mm-hmm.
And then Star Wars. And
producer
Indiana
of
Jones
Bad Wine, and Francis Lord Coppola.
And George Lucas is 72 years old.
72 years young, Adam. That's amazing.
And those are our birthdays. We have any Pride 48
our
birthdays?
Birthdays? I don't know. Let's go over to that website and look. Let's see if we have anything on our old birthday-o-graph-o-meter here on the old thing. Looks like we just have the one, Adam, which would be Mean Keen. That's we met him at Pride 48. I don't know if he moved or not. I don't remember if he's moved. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Happy birthday, Eric Mean King. If you would like to have your birthday listed on the front page of Wired 48, make sure you sign up for your free Pride 48 account. And click on the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like to have my birthday splattered across the front page. It probably doesn't say splatter. And, it may not even be. I think it's a radio.
So just fade that out when it's done. So out of character for the show. That's Wait, a really still, long
yeah, well, they're happy. They're very happy that they helped her get to the birthday. She was she wasn't lost or anything. She just needed their help to get there.
So speaking of happiness, Daniel,
yes.
I saw the parting of the Red Sea last night. The parting of the Red Sea.
Is that a euphemism for something? I'm not sure. No. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I know that you're an atheist. I know.
Yes.
But.
Yes, I am.
There is a theater called, and I don't know if it's the same in Pennsylvania, but they have one in Pennsylvania. They have one in Branson, Missouri. They may have multiple. They call it the Sight and Sound Theater. But what they specialize in is biblical stories.
Yeah.
And, but.
We
no,
specialize
they are,
in biblical stories.
They only do Bible stories, but these are like Broadway caliber. Like the sets are amazing. The music is amazing. Like the special effects are amazing. Mm-hmm. All the singers are fantastic. Like not an out-of-tune person. Mm-hmm. So I had never been to one of these, but we went. My parents had wanted to go, and I had wanted to see it because I've heard how good they are. And so
Lamont Cranston in the chat room wants to know, did you go and see the play of Sodom and Gomorrah last night? Was that
no?
I would be interested in seeing that. That would be
they have. So far, I know they have one on Noah. They have Ruth. They have Jonah. They have Moses.
Here's the thing. In no particular order, I would go and see a play on Sodom and Gomorrah. I would go and see one on what's the one where they killed all the women and the kids, and I would go and see that one. That would be great. Let's see, what else would there be that I would want to see? Oh, the one basically where the king fucks all the women, and I don't know. I don't even know my Bible.
I'm not sure.
I want to see David and Goliath.
So I knew I risked being ridiculed, but I wanted to just talk a little bit about it because it was so good. But you go, it's the largest theater in Branson of like any of the theaters. So we went out to eat. We had a lovely dinner. Now, I will say my grandma was there with us. And as I've said before, trying to get anywhere with my grandmother.
Yes.
She walks so slow.
Yes.
Like super slow.
Older people do that.
Like snail slow.
Yeah.
Like tortoise in the hare slow. So, I mean, that's a whole thing in itself. But anyway, we made it to our seats finally, 30 minutes from the car to the...
Newsflash, old people walk slow.
Well, she's 92, so I guess she's okay to... No, she's not. Lamont Cranston in the chat room asked if she's 116.
She is. She's the new oldest person in the world.
She's 92.
She killed the other one. Do people call her Miss... Like, what's her first name?
Della.
Do people call her Miss Della? I hated that when you're getting old when people start calling you Miss. I was like, I'll know I'm really old when people start going, now Miss Daniel, you need to swallow.
Mr. Daniel,
you
probably.
Need to eat your lime Jello.
And she's, she's still the past year, I would say she has declined to the point where you really know that she's 92. But up until she was 90, 91, she was very sprightly and walked around, and very, but now she's on that downhill slope, I'll just say. Mm-hmm. I love her. I love her to death, but it is kind of, I almost wish she would do a wheelchair or a one of those hover rounds. Is that what they're called? Mm-hmm. Occasionally.
like Vera used at Pride 48 this year.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, can we get to our seat in time for the show to start?
You just want her to have one of those because then you'll get better seats, right? She's like, oh, I'm with my grandmother. She has a wheelchair, so I get to sit here in this section.
Well, it was her and my Aunt Billy, who's 88, and then my mom and my stepdad and Mark. We were all there together. And so it was a really good, if you are of a mindset that will not completely be mocking
You've gone on now for 5 minutes. We don't even know what you went and saw. What is it you went and saw?
I went to see Moses.
You went and saw Moses.
And it's the complete story of Moses all the way from when he was, if you know anything of the Bible, it was when he was, all the way from when he was a baby. And his mother, she was Hebrew. She was a Hebrew slave. And they were in Egypt or somewhere thereabouts. There was a Pharaoh.
Those damn pharaohs.
And they would steal, they would take the sons of the slaves or the children of the slaves. And so they put Moses, baby Moses, in a boat that the mom wove out of like reeds, put him into the Nile River, And then he was found by the... I'm not going to give the whole story. But anyway, it's the whole story of him.
Moses.
Yes, Lord.
I will make you seem like God to Pharaoh. I will stretch out my hand and perform mighty miracles.
You are going to become someone very important someday, Moses.
I have turned my back.
It's the trailer for Moses.
It is.
You lazy chattels! Let go of me! Why is no one helping me?
Oh, they're very dramatic. Very dramatic. This reminds me, it looks like very much like this set kind of looks like that stunt show that we saw at Universal Studios where like they're like, did they have a waterfall mid-set and were they jumping off?
It does not look anything like that. If you ever have a chance to go and you aren't completely, I'm not going to give the whole thing, but basically they have live animals. They have the sets are like something from a Broadway musical. Mm-hmm. They have the most elaborate sets and the sets go all the way to the up the sides of the auditorium. So you feel like you're like in the middle of this story. They have actual sets on both sides. And if you're familiar with Moses, the parting of the Red Sea was when they were trying to get, you know, they were trying to get from one place to the other and God parted the Red Sea. They actually do the parting of the Red Sea and you're like, the audience is in the middle of the sea. Anyway, it's great.
So like you guys are the Red Sea, right? So they're like,
there's
come by and like, just, I need you to move. You're parting. You're being parted right now. I need you to move.
Anyway, it was really great. All the singers were fantastic. It was a really good show. And Mark met one more of my relatives and he says to me, do they like talk about me when we're not there? Because they all seem to know about me before
all
I meet
the time.
Them.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm like, Mark, it's a Southern thing. It's like what do you think Southern mothers talk about, you know, when they get on the phone, you know, who's dating who, who's died recently, who's taking meth, you know, whatever.
Who's taking meth? That's always a big one. This is my takeaway from this, Adam. Any idea why exactly, without looking, any idea why the seas were parted? Like, what exactly was happening at that point that God needed to part the Red Seas for Moses to?
So Pharaoh, now I'm a little rusty on my actual
biblical. You just saw it.
Well,
at a
but they make up some stuff. They make up some stuff for this.
Because the other part is completely not made up.
Okay, fine. they make up some stuff that's not in the book. Okay.
Right.
But I believe that. I believe so. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. Because Pharaoh had changed his mind and he sent his armies after them to try to capture the Hebrews again, mm-hmm. and bring them back into slavery. And they were at the banks of the Red Sea. So God opened up the Red Sea so they could cross. And when the Egyptian soldiers went after them, God closed the sea or like
he drowned them.
He drowned them.
Right.
Yeah.
Dirty
so,
Egyptians.
So, yeah, that's why.
Dirty jam Egyptians. Get your hands off my... that was the line that they cut from the movie.
They had live camels. They had sheep.
Wasn't Charles Heston...
they had horses.
Didn't Charles Heston play Moses in the movie, The Ten Commandments?
Anyway, if you're not a complete cold-hearted, stone-hearted person who doesn't believe in anything and you like good shows... Yeah. It was a good show. Okay. No one gay bashed us or anything like that. We had a good time. I will say you walk in the doors, and I'm sure this is true of all shows, but you walk in the doors and you're inundated with this smell of like cinnamon roll sort of, you know, this wonderful aroma, you know, and then you're walking into you're walking towards the doors to your seats, mm-hmm. and they have these stands set up selling these coated almonds, I forget what they're called, but they're not cinnamon rolls, obviously, but they coat them with this cinnamon
sugar, yeah.
This cinnamon sugar. Mm-hmm. And that is the biggest, like, I mean, you just have to buy it because you walk in, you smell this lovely smell.
Now, you know, Adam, I typically see plays on Broadway and I can tell you that Broadway does not smell like cinnamon buns. Depending on the time of year, it is quite pungent on Broadway, but rarely is it cinnamon buns.
Now, I will say, this is the last thing I'll say, but I will say two things. The title, the Moses title.
Yes.
If you see it, if like on that video, mm-hmm. I feel like I could do that in After Effects now because I learned how to make 3D
you're a title
titles.
Dude. You're a title dude now. And you can do that.
And then the second thing I'll say is they use live animals. So when you walk into the theater, it smells like cinnamon outside in the lobby. Mm-hmm. But when you walk into the actual theater with the seats, it smells like camel poop and pee, or, you know, sheep poop, whatever.
Well, there you go.
It smells like dung. But, you know, you get used to that after about 5-10 minutes. You don't even notice.
So here's my question. You know, Vera is going to be doing her cruise videos starting up in the next month or two. Why don't you, for a birthday present, why didn't you give her a title sequence? Like a 3D Vera cruise
I could.
You know, vacation title.
It took me weeks to do that one, though. I'll have to...
You know, she's had her 60th birthday. I don't know. That seems a few weeks worth of work. Seems, you know, fitting in that.
Yeah, so I could do that. I'll get right on that. No, I will won't. Get. You're I not. Don't even know if he wants that. He'd probably be like, Adam, sweetie.
Darling. Shut the fuck up.
That is a lovely thought that you just had. But Gooch already arranged a professional Hollywood titler to create me an intro to my video.
The news. I just want to say something, Adam. In my defense,
yes?
There was like a discussion the other day about changing the order of the segments on the show.
Yes.
It's time for a news game. Let's play the news game. Sorry, I'm gonna figure out the tune to that eventually. I was distracted by that, but the Trello is set up in a specific order. I don't know if you see that. The Trello is, that's how I know what segment is next, is by looking at the Trello. You can see that the birthday segment is still there before the...
Well, we never discussed changing it. No, what I was calling you out on is you started the birthday segment before we were done with the discussion segment. That's what I was calling out. Okay.
You didn't see
it. So, Daniel.
Hey, you know what? You know what you're going to do, Adam? You're going to read me some news headlines.
I am.
Mm-hmm. What is unique? What is unique about those news headlines, Adam?
Well, Daniel, two of those news titles, or two of the stories, are false.
They're fake.
And one of them is true. And what you are going to do,
yes,
is you are going to choose. And now, I don't know how many weeks we've done this in a row, but I will say that you are zero.
I'm not.
For
I am
how
not
many
doing
ever
well.
We
yes,
are.
I'm not doing well. I believe this is the third week of this. Or maybe the fourth week,
yes.
Doesn't matter, third or fourth week. But yeah, so far I don't think I've gotten a single one.
And the news game is brought to you by Daniel's cousin, Derek.
Yeah, he's not my cousin, he's right. My nephew, but that's
our
right.
Nephew, yeah, I don't know. All right, so here we go. Our first headline.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $1 million prize awaits winners of X-rated American Idol.
Ooh, X-rated American Idol.
All right.
What's it called? Is it called American Sexidol? No, American. Let me play with that for a second. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
All right. Number two.
Sex.
Goldie Hawn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Kurt Russell were spotted wearing Trump t-shirts.
Trump t-shirts. Goldie Hawn and who?
Kurt Russell.
Are they still together? I thought they
yes.
were divorced a long time ago. All right. So Kurt Russell... Goldie Hawn wearing Trump t-shirts.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And number three.
Number three.
Dryer sheets permeated with fabric softener contain at least 7 dangerous toxic chemicals.
That's because we have those things, right? We have those lists. We like lists in the country, right? So it's like that probably the original headline was 7 toxic chemicals in dryer sheets that you don't know are there. Right? It's like that's a clickbait, right? It's like,
I do love a list. I will click on any list, Daniel. I'm telling you right now.
7 toxic... as you glug down your fucking Bacardi there. It's like 7 toxic chemicals in Bacardi rum that you need to know about. Click here. All right, Adam, I'm going to go... I have a feeling I know the answer. I do. I have a feeling I know the answer this week. But I'm going to...
Okay.
Gonna go now. I'm going to I'm going to choose. Now, did we decide that we're gonna let me do it this way? I'm gonna tell you what I choose, and then you're going to eliminate one of the false ones, and then I get a chance to switch or not. No.
I don't know that we said that, but I'll do that.
No, we're not going to say. All right. I'm going to say, all right. I think sex, American Sex Idol is the correct. I think that is the real story. Is that? Now, don't tell me if that's a real story or not, but just tell, which one of the remaining two is fake?
Dryer sheets permeated with fabric softener contain at least seven dangerous toxic chemicals.
So now it's down to either Kurt and Lindsay Lohan or whatever her name is.
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, that one. Or the sex idol. I'm going to stay with my answer, Adam Burns. I believe it is American Sex Idol is the answer.
Well, Daniel.
Yes?
You are correct.
Yay! Excellent. Yay.
So now you can play the real news music, and I'll read you.
Where's the real news music?
It's in the Trello. No.
No, it's not. No.
It's in the Trello. It says news music.
Here we go. Here's your news. Here's your...
All right.
I'm sorry. I had too many things going. Go ahead, Adam. Read us
Daniel,
the news.
Some people will do anything for $1 million.
Yeah?
Even compete to be America's next top porn star.
Uh-huh.
That's the premise behind The Sex Factor. A very NSFW version of shows like American Idol or The Voice with a big, big difference. The contestants moan and grunt instead of sing Rihanna covers.
Yep.
The 8-women, 8-man competition debuts May 19th at the xhamster.com porn website and at sexfactor.com. Now, Daniel, if you go to sexfactor.com,
yes,
there's a video and you could play a little bit of it at, I would say, at 41 seconds.
41 seconds.
At 41 seconds.
Hold on. I have to kill your music here. I can't do that because I'm playing in the same place. So at the 41-second mark, is that what you want me to play?
Yeah, I would start
skip
there.
Skip to the 41-second mark.
I joined the Sex Factor because I wanted to give something back to the industry and find the next top star.
You have to be on time.
How come you're late?
And you have to bring your dick. That's part of it.
I'm going to try and suck my dick.
Are you kidding me?
Your dick just went...
Okay, what am I supposed to keep playing it? Or
no, that's it. I was just going to play a little bit. That's a little... So now, Daniel, so that's basically the story. But here is the thing, Daniel.
Yes, what, Adam?
You guys did a recap of RuPaul's Drag Race.
We did.
I am really considering doing a recap show.
You should.
Of Sex Factor. I think it's free. Now... Look, I am gay. I'm gonna, you know, I am gay, and there are females.
I'm shocked to hear this.
There are females on the show, but I want to tell you guys, I don't really care. It looks hot to me. There are some hot gentlemen on this show, and it is very graphic. I mean, porn graphic.
So here's the spoiler. The reason I knew that this was the correct one is there was a news story on Good Morning America the other day where they were interviewing. One of the models is suing the director. And it's such a weird lawsuit. This is why it jumped out at me here. She's suing because, obviously, she didn't win. But she's suing because they filmed all of this graphic footage of her.
Yes.
And it's not going to go on TV. So she's...
And it's not going to go on TV.
Because she was upset that she signed up for this $1 million competition... with the understanding that this show was going to get picked up by a television network because this was all filmed on spec, which means that it was written and filmed and then they shopped it around trying to sell it to someone. And this website stepped in and offered the most money, this ex-hamster website. And so it is upsetting this one lady in the porn thing because she was very upset because she's like, you know, no, this was going to go on TV. And now you've got all this graphic footage of me out there. And her point was, which is a very nuanced point, but her point was basically, if it had gone on TV, it would have all been blurred. You wouldn't have seen her.
Would never have gone on TV.
But because it's going on the website and they're not blurring it because it's a porn website that they're playing it on, then they're not blurring it. And so that she's upset that she basically gave them free porn because if you don't win, you don't get paid anything.
So if you are a gay person out there that wants to watch straight porn with me and review it.
Yeah, as Mama Doo says, the fact that there are females on this show won't scare you away.
Now, here's what I want. So I'm going to tell you guys a little secret.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I kind of find a penis going in and out of a vagina hot.
Wow. You think you're the only one, maybe?
A
lot of people think that, Adam.
I'm gay, but I really just don't want to have a relationship with a woman. I don't think they're ugly. I just...
you just hate women. That's basically what you're trying to say.
I'm not a big fan of breasts. I'm not a big... Breasts kind of grossed me out just a little bit. So if they could leave their top on, that would be better. But the in and out motion of the penis in the and some look okay now here I do want to say this. The one thing that makes it a little bit awkward for me to watch straight porn is because I just can't imagine my mother doing some of the hideous things that those women do on these straight porns. I just don't want to think of my poor Christian mother in that way. So maybe that's why I'm gay. Maybe I'm gay because I just don't want to imagine my mother.
Oh my God. This is like we've bordered into therapy territory here. This is all right, fine. So I'm going to watch it. I'm planning on watching it.
I'm going to watch it. I am definitely going to watch it. So, and I think I might do a recap. We'll see, but I might do some sort of recap. Maybe. We'll see how
that
goes.
So you're going to call it, what are you going to call it? Are you going to call it the sex factor recap?
The sex factor recap. I think that's good.
It starts on May 19th is when it starts.
It starts on May 19th. You can go to sexfactor.com. And here's what I don't know. They don't make it clear whether you can watch it for free or not. It seems like you can watch the episodes for free, but they will have behind the scenes footage on X-Hamster that you would have to pay to become a member of X Hamster or something to see the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah, I do know that they definitely they paid for. I mean, they paid. They wouldn't disclose how much this website paid for the rights to this or whatever. But it was in the millions that they paid for this thing. Oh, if you go to you can see the male model, so you can see them at least on the sexfactor.com.
Yeah, you can see the contestants. If you just look at the promo video, they all look hot. The women and the men, they all look hot. So, assuming that's the actual contestants, I just saw this today. So, but I'm definitely watching, and it's starting in. They have a countdown on their webpage. 3 days, 16 hours, 59 minutes, and 38 seconds.
Okay, great. So there you go. If you want to check out Adam's new show, the Sex Factor Recap.
I think you're going to
drink that whole fucking Bacardi, aren't you?
No, I'm not going
to
drink
that. You should listen to, Adam? You should listen to the RuPaul Drag Race Recap show and get some ideas as how to properly format a recap show.
Well, I'm not going to do all the work that you... Well, okay, wait. I'm not going to do all the work that Joe Batance does.
Look at you trying to throw me under the bus. Yeah, I do a lot of work on this show too there, Adam. So,
because he listens, all of you guys listen to him three or four times and you put together.
Oh, come on. You're not going to watch the Sex Factor multiple times?
I have to decide if I have the
This is
the
so right up. No, but this is so right up your alley because it's just
it is.
It's not really porn. It's on the internet, so it's not a porn site on the internet. And so that's your thing. You always want to find, you like finding porn on the internet that's not a porn site. You look for porn on YouTube.
I do sometimes. how to put on a condom.
Right.
You can look up for how to put on a condom and there's this big, huge dick. Mm-hmm. You can watch them getting hard and putting on the condom. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would tell you that. Here would be my suggestion to you. Here's my piece of advice to you for free. I know it makes me an asshole for telling you, a piece of advice.
It doesn't.
But here's my piece of advice for you, Adam, is make sure that you title it The Sex Factor Recap Show.
I better run out tonight and make sure that I can register that with iTunes. But don't you have to have an episode?
Let me finish. The one thing that you cannot do, or the one thing that doesn't work very well, is if you don't include the name of the show in your show title. I honestly believe that the reason that the RuPaul Drag Race recap gets as many hits as it does is just because if you search for RuPaul Drag Race, we show up, right? It's just not as many, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody. It was people aren't going to type in "the library is open" to search
what
for
about,
when they're searching.
What
for
about
RuPaul's
a gay man reacts to the sex factor?
A gay man reacts to the sex factor.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do this on YouTube? Or are you going to do this?
It still has Sex Factor on it.
It does, but are you going to?
Well, now I don't know if it would be a YouTube thing because I don't think I could be that animated in my reactions, and I can't play clips from the show on YouTube. I mean, first of all, that'd be copyright violation.
No, it wouldn't. If you're doing commentary on it, then it's fair use. But they could probably bust you on the if you didn't like clean up the you know pixelate out the penis. But here's the thing: reacts is a keyword that a lot of people look for on YouTube. So don't know that it would work the same for like people that search for podcasts are not the same people that search for YouTube.
But it would still come up if they just typed in Sex Factor.
True.
Right.
True.
So anyway,
I would title here's what I would title it: Sex Factor, the gay reaction. And
the gay reaction. And, okay, that's good.
Because that way, Sex Factor is first, colon, the gay reaction.
So the Sex Factor, right. Or Sex Factor, yeah. I'm writing this down.
Look at that. Look at that. Yas Mamadou says, colon, wow, Daniel is so savvy. The which I gay believe is another word for
reaction.
Asshole.
All right. So I got, hashtag Tyler H says Sex Factor recap, the gay version.
Right. See, Tyler and I, we're on the same wavelength.
You
it's
are.
Like we finish
you
each
guys
other's.
Should date.
We should. Tyler, you and I should date. We should date.
You should date.
I don't even know where Tyler is.
You know,
is.
I think Tyler would be up for that.
I don't even
he
know.
He loves
Tyler.
Your voice.
I know. I just talked to him all the time. And then he'd finally be like, shut the fuck up. He's like, why'd you break up? Because he wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Daniel, that's the name. Oh. There you go.
Three, two, oh, shit.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. It is the segment of the show where we play the contact. More importantly, it's the last segment of the show. So a lot of people are excited because they're like, oh my God, it's almost over. Thank God. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's listen to our very first phone call. Comes in from one Paul Armstrong. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Daniel and Adam. This is Paul from...
Hey, Paul.
The YouTube fame, Paul Armstrong, 1964, or Armstrong Paul, 1964, whatever it is, on YouTube. Anyway, I've been listening to the last couple shows, and I've noticed that Adam has not... mentioned his YouTube channel recently, and I noticed that he hasn't uploaded any videos lately. Will he be uploading a video soon?
Right.
I like to keep track of what's going on with Adam and his YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So give me an update. All right. Bye.
Now is bye, Paul.
No,
thank you for calling in. We love you, by the way.
I love Paul. Here's
and,
the thing.
You still have more subscribers than I do.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Adam. So, here's the thing. I'm going to, if you let me give you this advice, I can help.
Yes. Okay.
Well, if you look around at, like, let's say, like, remember I told you if you title, you know, make sure that when you put Universal Studios Florida in the title of your...
Yes.
And those have more hits than the ones that don't have Universal Studios in the title. Because a lot of people, when they're looking for vacation
right.
things, like, Vera is like, people look for Crystal Cruise and they're going to find it. Because when they decide they're going to go on a Crystal Cruise, they're going to look for, you know, that's where they're going to go Google on the old YouTubes and look for these things. But one of the biggest things that people love on YouTube are a really well done how-to video. So I'm guaranteeing you, Adam, now if you take that geeky gay intro and you make a well done how to make this video intro, that will get you a lot of views on there. If you do like, you know, how to make a how to make a 3D title in After Effects.
But I cheated a little, Daniel.
Uh-oh.
Because I didn't use Video Jungle or Video whatever it was, Larry, Video Hive.
Yes.
But I followed a tutorial by the guy who is so hot, by the way, over at videocopilot.net. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he has a tutorial on doing a title with lighting,
yes.
Behind the
I've
lighting
seen it. Yes.
thing,
I've seen
right?
It. Yeah.
And I followed that. So I would basically be repeating his tutorial because I like followed his tutorial. I even used a plugin from Video Copilot.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Goes,
as long as you do
hey,
a
everyone.
Better. As long as you do a better.
I'm Andrew Kramer.
Here's what I get upset about. I watch these how-to things, and some people are so wrapped up in like giving me a narrative on why. It's like, I don't give a shit why. I just want to see how. It's just like,
you know what I
here's
hate?
Here's a really good YouTube video. Like, here's a really good how-to YouTube video. It follows this format. Show me what the final product looks like, and tell me who you are, and then just dive right into doing it. It's like, I don't need to know why, you know, well, my mother passed away last year, and it made me think of heavenly lights, and that's why I decided that it would be cool to have heavenly lights behind my title. And so I'm going to take you on a spiritual journey now as I talk about the, you know, just give it, point, point, point. Like, that's a great how-to. Those are the things that come back to again. One of the biggest hits on my channel is the editing a podcast one. It's like people go back to that and watch that multiple times, like how to edit a podcast.
I'm going to do some how-tos for sure. What I hate is these tutorial videos where there's absolutely no talking.
Oh, I know.
They type stuff on there, or they like do that whole, I'm going to highlight the area that I'm clicking as I go. I click right off of that. You need to talk and give me instructions vocally on what the hell you're doing.
Don't yell at me, Adam. My how-to video is great. Mine's great. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Anyway, yeah, there you go, Adam.
Paul Armstrong. I wanted to say, first of all, since he left that voicemail message, I have put up a video.
You have with a new.
But the other thing I wanted to say is, and I don't know because I need to watch his. What I need to do is watch his videos and then comment on them, because then his listeners will see that I exist and they'll come over and like look at my videos. That's a thing you do on YouTube. See, you go watch other people.
You know what you should do, Adam? You should do a collab. You should do a collab with
Archer. Collab with
steal his watchers.
But what I want to say is, this is my problem.
It's Adam. I'm here hanging out with my good friend Paul Armstrong.
Right?
And we're going to talk about the 10 things that we put up our ass.
Because then, you need a list.
And then part two, you go to his channel and you'll see part two of our video. But right now we're going to talk about, let's talk about what we put up our ass. Okay. And coming in number 10, Twizzlers.
I don't know that that's a thing.
So, but what I wanted to say is, he has a job. Now, I'm not going to mention what his job is because I don't know if he's mentioned it on his channel.
Yes.
But his job allows him the free time to do these. And in the summer, he has like the whole summer off.
Wow.
Like he can devote all this time to his YouTube channel because he has like all this free time. Mm-hmm. My job, like, you know, they want to keep me all these weird hours, and like I'm having to do, you know, stuff at home when I come home at night, and like I'm having to have meetings at home with my folks in India that work for me, and like, it's hard. So the one thing that I have, you know, I have knowledge to, you know, I have personality, I have looks, I have all these things, but I don't have time to be consistent.
See, I'll tell you,
but he has time to be consistent.
Well, he does some reviews. Like if you put the word review in your title, And it actually is a review of something, you're guaranteed to get like, you know, 10 times more viewers than you would have anything else. Like his latest video, like Mom Went to Rehab, which was 2 weeks old, has had like 143 views. But then a day before his mom went to rehab, he put up the video of the Canon 80D review, 3 weeks with the 80D. And that one's got like almost 3,000 views. So it's like,
look.
Yeah.
Look right here.
I know. I see that you have a Canon. That's not an 80D though.
I have a 70D that I got such a good deal
on. 70D, that's a piece of crap. Paul now has the 80D, Adam.
I have not used it yet for anything other than looking at it, but I'm on page 4 of the owner's manual so far. So in another month, I'll have finished the owner's manual.
There you go.
And I'll be able to use it for all these photos.
The other thing, Adam, is if you can work a versus in there, a versus video will give you 10 times that 10, so 100 times more. So like his Dollar Shave Club versus the Harry Shave, he actually has 160,000 views on that one.
Is that like he got some advertisement from either Harry's or Dollar Shave Club? And so he just wanted to.
No, he was trying them out. Now, as a result of that, he got sent products by another company that wanted to, that wanted him to review their razors and stuff. Because when you get 160,000 views, then they're like, oh, well, if we send him some of these razors, then he'll talk about it. Clearly, people go to him to talk about razors.
Anyway, I love you, Paul. Let's do a collab sometime. Hashtag Adam Paul collab.
See, Adam, if you did sex toy reviews, then you would get free sex toys.
I think that my current boyfriend would not like the more sexy, slutty side of Adam.
It's like the softer side of Sears.
he wants the more conservative side of Adam.
All right, well, that's that.
Thank you for your call, Paul.
Yes, excellent. Thank you, Paul. If we didn't make it clear, Adam's new video is up. You can go and see it over at the youtube.com/geekygaytv. And you can see it's basically just us driving, I think. Driving and using a soda machine at a Wendy's.
And talking to Edna.
Talking about Edna. We didn't even have the balls to talk to Edna.
Talking about Edna. You really want to hear the controversy that is Edna. You do.
And kudos to you for leaving it in there. Anyway.
Now, I don't think she had a tracheotomy. I'm just going to say right now, I think her teeth were just messed up. Seriously, you thought she had a tracheotomy. In fact, tracheotomies are not even anywhere near the teeth. I still don't know how that even made sense that you said she had a tracheotomy. I don't even understand that.
Oh, my God. This is like, no, it is. Oh, there was nothing wrong with her. Anyway. It doesn't matter, Adam. What was I going to say? Oh, you know what I wanted to say is June 17th through the 19th, boys and girls. Pencil that in on your mark and calendar because that is the Pride 48 weekend. You'll have you're streaming live all weekend long. All of the shows, well, not all of the shows, but a lot of the shows from Pride 48 will be streaming live over that weekend. It'll be a great fun. It's always fun to do. It's a big event. It's a big hoopla. Come and join us in the chat room and chat with a lot of people. I know that since we're not doing a Vegas event this year, we are doing a skit on the From Home event.
So we are.
Yeah, there'll be an opening show with a skit since we're not doing the Vegas thing and everything. It'll be
and great. All of you who've joined before will be getting an email this week asking for you to schedule a time.
Well, you know, and also I wanted to say I'm going to see the Robs.
Are you?
Yeah, the Robs are coming into New York City this week. And so I'm going to go and hang out with the Robs in New York City on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And I'm going to take them
out
to drink.
I know.
Yes.
So you're going to see them on Saturday. So we'll have, this is like catching up where you're telling me what you're going to talk about next week. So I'm going to see the Robs on Saturday, Adam. We will have a fantastic discussion section on the next show because I will talk about what we do with the Robs. So a couple of the Robs. I think there's only two Robs.
A couple of the Robs,
you know,
yeah.
I think at least one of the Robs classifies as a daddy, Daniel. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I really, they're coming now. But I would have thought that you would be looking for a daddy on Mother's Day.
Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. By the way, Adam, have we fixed our email address yet? Have we checked into that?
It is all fixed.
It's all fixed, yeah. contact@dubiousintent.com. That's where you want.
I have checked it out. I have I tuned it up a little. I changed the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I changed the spark plugs.
Right.
And
I'm really excited, Adam. I'm excited. Keep your eyes out for Adam's sex factor, the gay. What do we call it? Sex factor, the gay reaction.
I have a notepad here. Wait. Sex factor : the gay reaction.
But, you know, the gays do care about the colon. Anyway, so, yes, the sex factor : the gay reaction. Make sure you look for that on anywhere where fine podcasts are served. Exactly. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.